Luke does a very good job of setting the events of the gospel in their place and setting in history. He's interested in showing how what we believe is no myth. No, it is something that happened in a particular place and a particular time. And it therefore calls particular people to a definitive repentance and redemption so that we can rejoice together in heaven. This particularity also shows God's care in preparing the way for the gospel, his care in ensuring that we are all under his protection. We all have his help to accept the gospel if we will hear the words willingly. And we are given the words of John the Baptist, not the literal words, but the import of the words. And I don't doubt that John did say many of them as well. He was familiar with Scripture, as were a great deal of those people. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. This is an idea going back to Isaiah, of course, and we hear it in our first reading, the idea of the paths to Jerusalem being made straight for the people of Israel returning from exile. And so simply there, we see that there are two different ways of talking about making straight of paths to Jerusalem. One concerns the exiles who would return to the holy place, who would be restored to the joy of their inheritance, and also of the way of the Lord to return to the city of Jerusalem and rule there. We'll focus on the second one for now. Jerusalem, you must understand, it's a city on a hill surrounded by mountains. And the entire area is really quite mountainous with great gorges all over the place and stream beds that are dry sometimes and other times raging torrents. And if you are coming into Jerusalem from the east, you come up from the Dead Sea Valley, and it's a great ascent and a dangerous one too, where you might be trapped by robbers. You have to wind around to some extent to get to Jerusalem. And when finally you're close, what you see is this one big mountain, the Mount of Olives, and you know Jerusalem is on the other side. Typically, you'll go around it. An interesting point is that the prophets speak many times that at the end of the world and the definitive coming of the Messiah, that mountain directly to the east of Jerusalem would be split in two and a road made directly into the temple in Jerusalem so that the Messiah could enter through that straight way into the temple and reign from it. Now, this clearly hasn't happened yet. This is prophecy of the end of the world, but everything about the end of the world is foreshadowed in different events in history. And so it is very interesting that when our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem in Holy Week, he didn't go around the mountain like a normal person would. He went straight over the top of it and down into the city, preparing his way. Of course, now John is preparing literally for the coming of Jesus Christ, proclaiming repentance. And so, even though the prophets may have talked about straight roads in a somewhat literal way, they were also speaking figuratively, John is definitely speaking about our hearts. preparing the way for the Lord to come to us so that we may receive him with joy rather than reject him. And so let us consider this idea of the Lord traveling to us. The way we all start out is a rather rough and rocky way. Mountains and hills. And to get to us, the Lord has to wind through the different events in our lives. He can do that the hard way or the easy way. The easy way, the way that John the Baptist is calling us all to accept, is to make the path straight and level, easy for the Lord to come into our hearts instead of difficult. So first, let us consider what might be these mountains, what might be these valleys and twisting paths. They are our sins, of course, in the first place. But they're also our preoccupations, the things that occupy most of our time, especially if they get in the way of us considering how the Lord might be the ruler of our lives. It might be work or a basketball game, or it might be a television program. Really, practically speaking, it could be almost anything that distracts us from the goal of letting the Lord Jesus Christ enter into our hearts to reign as our Messiah, our Savior. It also includes our imperfections. Maybe we're short-tempered, or maybe we're easily moved to lust. Maybe we're envious of others. Or maybe we are easily disposed to think ill of somebody, especially when they've harmed us. It could be a great mountain or a little hill. Maybe just a rock on the path that our Lord could stub his toe on. The call is to make the way straight. Because we could go along with the idea, okay, prophecy says that at the end, the Lord will push through any obstacles, that the way will be made straight. We could say to ourselves, I will just rely on that. When the moment of death comes for me, the way will be level for the Lord, and he will stand knocking at the door. Yes, he will be knocking at the door. But then the question is, at that one moment, how do you know that you will answer? How do you know that you will let him in? If you have not made the path ready for him all this time, maybe you'll happen to be away from the door and not able to answer. The key is to prepare ourselves now, because our hearts must be prepared somehow or another. It will be difficult, but we have certain helps to do so now, especially in the sacraments, especially in prayer. I want to commend to you particularly this Advent season, the sacrament of penance, as a way of lowering those mountains and filling those valleys and clearing the rocks from the path. It's easy for us, when thinking about our own sins or our own faults, to get into a rut and say, okay, well, things are okay. I don't need to worry about this. It's helpful to have another ear to hear those things, and the advantage of the priest in confession is he can't tell anybody about those things. And the advantage of the sacrament of penance is it gives you specific grace to actually see your sins more perfectly, to actually fill in the valleys and cut down the hills. The Lord makes his path ever closer through the power of that sacrament. And Advent is a good time to help us prepare the way. So we will have a penance service here with, if I recall rightly, 6 priests to hear confessions, 7 p.m. But there are many other opportunities for confessions around here, especially in this Advent season. You can check it out in the bulletin. It's not some arbitrary thing. It is for peace, that relief that the Lord is coming closer to us and his way will be made clear. Praise be Jesus Christ now and forever.